Well, you know, joining us for this morning's reality check is Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Blaze Lovell. He's been following the confirmation hearings of Public Safety Director Nolan Aspinda. Morning there, Blaze.
Morning, Catherine.
You know, it always seems, no matter who the governor is, there always seems to be, you know, one confirmation hearing that there's a lot of high drama swirling around, and this one's it.
That's right, it is. And Aspinda, Nolan Aspinda, the public safety director, was actually one of three of Governor Ige's choices that were in trouble. The other two have already left the administration or will be leaving the administration. So we'll see what happens next week when the Senate votes on Aspinda's confirmation.
Have they set a date yet?
They haven't set a date yet. All Clarence Nishihara, the committee chair, said is that it will happen sometime next week.
Now, this hearing really stretched out over 2 days, correct?
3 days, actually.
3 days.
The vote yesterday was the kind of penultimate moment for Aspinda. The committee recommended he not continue as public safety chief, but he says that that's something he already kind of saw coming in the past months.
So this vote then on the floor on Monday is probably pretty close, huh?
It could be close. I think we previously reported that he might not have all 13 votes he needs to retain his position as director.
Now, he's also been plagued by a number of incidents recently, a couple fatal shootings. I'm sure that doesn't help the whole prison picture.
It hasn't helped. It was kind of a perfect storm almost brewing the past couple months that led up to this committee vote yesterday. A couple incidences that were unfortunate for the department. There was the shootings. There was the Maui riots. Just all these things swirling around right around the time where he needs to be in the senator's good graces.
Right. And we have heard year after year after year about how Maui really needs some attention. You know, they needed the funding. And, you know, finally things are happening. But it almost seems like it was almost a little bit too late in the case of the Maui unrest or whatever you want to call it, the riot, just because even Nolan Aspinda admitted it was because of overcrowding.
Right. And this is something that some of the senators pointed out, too, is that the legislators also have a part to play in all the department's problems. Year after year, the department comes to them asking them for funds to pursue these projects to make the facilities better, and they don't always get all the money they need to do that.
Right. I mean, I recall many hearings listening to Senator Ross Baker saying, you know, Maui's got to get your attention. I guess we'll have to see how things play out next week.
We will. It's just another wait and see. And even Aspinda, he's not wholly confident that he does have the votes.
Yeah, we'll be curious to see what happens. All right. But thanks so much for keeping on top of this.
Thanks again, Catherine.
Well, that was our reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat today, featuring reporter Blaze Lovell. Check out civilbeat.org for that story and more.